Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth. And what do you have for us today?
On our Do Not Fear
series
through the year of 2023.
Yes.
Jeremiah 42:11 says, "Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you now fear. Do not be afraid of him, declares the Lord, for I am with you and will save you and deliver you from his hands."
Wow, that's really good.
He delivered some people, too.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Did I say I'm Harold Herring?
Yes, you did. And I'm your fine wife.
I just like saying
and you're
that.
My little cutie pie husband, Harold. All right, handsome Harold.
Today we're going to talk about double for your trouble.
Oh, I like that.
God wrote the ultimate, most definitive book on success. It's called the Bible. It's easy to recognize that success is important to God because, according to scholars, Job was one of the first books of the Bible to be written. It's interesting that one of the first things written in Scripture after, in the beginning, the first thing recorded is a personal success story of how one man, through his faith in God, overcame his struggles on planet Earth.
Mm.
And Job were a country and western singer. The title of the song he'd use is, "Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen." Yes, Job's about a man who experienced as much hard luck and disaster as any country song. But through his struggles, Job became even more successful than he was, ever was. Plus, he got double for his trouble.
Yes, he did.
First two chapters of Job have more plot lines for catastrophe than any Hollywood movie could ever capture. Just think, enemy invaders, cattle rustlers, pestilence, firestorms, tornado that kills all his children. Some even reason that Job is proof that God likes his children to be poor and humble. That's not true. And God proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that
Job proves beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, that's true. Proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that God wants his children to be rich and humble. Word humble, humble. Well, he wants us trusting in him and him alone. He wants us treating others with respect and humility.
It doesn't mean we're not going to go through trials. It means he will bring us out to the other side.
As you would say, with a high hand.
Amen.
Job. The book of Job,
yeah.
Well, proves that you may have to go through stuff.
That's right.
But when you do things God's way in the midst of turmoil, you can be successful.
And it says Job did not blame God.
That's it.
But looked to God.
Here are seven lessons
from
the life and times of Job.
Mm. Number one, you want to live your life in such a way that even the devil will know that you're a good person. You can see where the devil, Satan, came before God in Job 1:8. Number two, you need to know that if you anticipate trouble in your life, it will come knocking on your door. You need to read Job 3:25.
Yes.
"That which I have greatly feared has come upon me," he said. Number three, you should know that suffering is temporary. Job 42:10. Number four, you should know that in the midst of trouble, don't assume that your family and friends will be there to comfort and encourage you. You can see that in Job 2:9 and other places too. Number five, you should know that it's the devil himself who wants to take away all the good things that God has given to you. And that is very clear in Job 1:9-11. Interesting that it's number one, is chapter 1, 9 through 11, 9-11.
Yep.
Okay. Number six, you should keep your focus on praying for your friends and others, even as you battle for your very existence. Job 19:21-22. And number seven, you can lose everything you have, but with the right attitude toward God and man, you can get double for your trouble. And that's in Job 1:22 and also in Job 42:10.
Absolutely. It's not one of the seven that we listed, but several months back I came across Job 8:7. It really stirred me up. And in the contemporary English version, that passage says, "Your future will be far greater than your past." That ought to make you shout hallelujah, maybe even get up run around the room.
You may not feel like reading Job is very fun. A lot of people avoid that and Revelation because it's lots of mysterious stuff or lots of negative they feel. But there is an incredible amount of information in Job, far over and above his story, too.
Yeah. See, it's important, too, to understand that it was not Job's suffering that made him so pitiful that God felt sorry for him. It was rather Job's attitude in the midst of his suffering that God took note of and rewarded him with great success. Job questioned what was happening to him,
yes, he did.
But he refused to curse God in the midst of it. Things turned around for Job when he obeyed God and got his eyes off his problem and began praying for others, even those who had persecuted him. Job 42:10, Classic Amplified. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job and restored his fortunes when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Here's a question. Has your captivity been turned? Think about that. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Job was a millionaire, multimillionaire before. Just think of how wealthy he became afterwards. It's interesting to note that in Job 42:11, it begins with the word then, which means that after God gave Job twice as much as he had before, God caused still other blessings to come his way. Here's what it says. Then there came to him all his brothers and sisters and all who had known him before. And they ate bread with him in his house. And they sympathized with him and comforted him over all the distressing calamities that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man, hear this, every man also gave him a piece of money, and every man an earring of gold. These so-called friends and relatives who'd failed to commiserate with Job are now bringing him gifts. While the verse says they gave him a piece of money, we're not talking about a quarter or 50-cent piece, even a silver dollar. According to Strong's Concordance, a piece of money was a weight of the money. I want you to get this sequence right. First, God gives Job double for his trouble. Second, his friends bring him generous housewarming gifts, according to Job 42:11 in the Message Bible. Next, Job's later life was also blessed. Job 42:12, and the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than the beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. According to today's prices, these animals mentioned in this verse would have a market value of between $40 and $50 million. Though it's not said in Scripture, I believe that Job had a transport business, hauling cargo and goods to various cities and trading places. I mean, why else would he need 6,000 camels, 1,000 oxen, and 1,000 donkeys? Just a thought. Think about it. Notice verse 12 with the phrase, "And the Lord blessed." It doesn't say Job got these animals because of the gifts of his friends. It said the Lord blessed him.
The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And
that's
he has
it.
No sorrow to it.
So true, baby.
Proverbs.
It's important to realize in every adversity that people aren't your source or your deliverance out of the mess you're in. Your success is due to God and God only. In Job 42:13, where Job had more than 10 children, three daughters were so attracted that Job blessed them with an inheritance just as he did for their seven brothers.
Wow. You know, the fourth thing God gave Job was the most valuable gift of all, and to any person, especially to any healthy and wealthy entrepreneur, and that was more time.
Yes.
Job 42:16, going on, says, after this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even to four generations. Wow. Notice the verse says, after this, meaning after all that Job had gone through, including the more than double the restoration of all he had, Job got to live an extra 140 years to enjoy all he had.
There are three other things we want to share in this teaching. First, Don't go looking for or inviting trouble into your life by the words you speak.
Think of that.
Job 3:25. For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me.
Second, realize that regardless of the severity of your situation, God's plan and purpose for your life will never be thwarted or stopped unless you are the one doing it. Remember, God could, if you curse God and die, then you're not going to receive the benefit like Job's wife said he should do. But in Job 42:2, Classic Amplified, it says, I know that you can do all things and that no thought or purpose of yours can be restrained or thwarted.
Third, our God is no respecter of persons. Acts 10:34. What he has ever done for Job or for anyone else, he will do for you. You may feel like you're down for the count, but God will lift you up and make you victorious in everything your hands find to do. Like Job 42:2, New Living Translation. I know you can do anything, and no one can stop you.
Wow.
It's interesting to know that Job made his declaration about God's ability to deliver before he got his double for his trouble. If you want double for your trouble, make sure you're speaking and doing the things that God directs you to do in his word. Hallelujah.
Wow, that
what
is good
blessing.
Stuff.
I mean.
Hey, and you know, we were thinking about this the other day. I know we've started talking about Sunday night, you know, Rich Thoughts TV.
Yes.
You need to go on our website, haroldhearing.com, and sign up for the Rich Thoughts email.
Yes.
We send it out every Wednesday, went out yesterday. If you did not receive it, you would be blessed by it. We have 10 rich thought, most popular rich thoughts, nuggets. We have truly all of the, we have the sermon in a sense, it's kind of the written version of our Sunday night. And we have, you know, a rich thoughts for breakfast. But anyway, and some other stuff. You need to check it out if you're not already checking it out.
Amen.
We'll send it straight to your email.
And by the way, about Sunday night, Rich Thoughts TV.
Yes.
Three ways you can look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Facebook Live at Brother Harold. You can go to SaviorConnect.com. That's a great social media site.
You can go to our website.
And to YouTube.
And to YouTube. There's four ways, though.
Yeah, four ways.
Four ways.
Hallelujah.
So you can find it on one of them.
Well, that's it. You need to.
Join us.
It'll make you shout.
It'll make you be happy.
Hallelujah. Happier.
Mm-hmm.
Like I am with you. I'm
all
happier.
Right. Have a tremendous Thursday.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.